All right, Chairman, you're on.
Got it. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand and salute the flag, which is right over my shoulder here? Mr. Keneally, are there any changes tonight to our agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Calvin Samra, 1807 West Fifth Street, is being adjourned until October 27, 2022, with no further notice by the applicant.
Okay.
Also, the application of Lily Pham, 540 Selden Road, is being adjourned until October 27, 2022, with no further notice, with the exception that they must notify Middlesex Borough.
Yeah, Mr.
Those
Keneally,
are all the changes that I have.
You keep going out, Mr. Keneally, when you turn your head.
Sorry.
I can really hear you.
Your mic's cutting out when you turn.
Yeah, when you're looking forward and talk, you're good. When
okay.
You turn too much, it starts going out your audio. I'm sorry.
I'll try and look forward.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Please do. Okay, let's start the evening. Let's go to item number 5, 21-ZB-81V, Alnado Peraza.
Is Mr. Peraza present? Mr. Peraza, are you present?
Are you on your iPhone? You're muted, I believe.
Are you hearing me?
There you go.
Yes.
Took you a second,
Mr. Peraza?
But you got it.
Yes, me.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Okay.
Okay, your address, please.
That's 1437 West Forest Street.
Okay, could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm sorry, what is it?
Explain to the board why you're here at the zoning board. What do you want to do?
I do the variance for the, I want to make addition in my house.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to talk to Mr. Hinterstein about this. He raised certain issues in his report.
Absolutely. Henry, would you please address your site impact?
Sure. Really, it seems like the main items are obviously the existing vinyl fence. Has to be, there's an area where the fence is located, I believe, in the right-of-way, and it has to be relocated outside the right-of-way. We do not allow fences to be located in the right-of-way. So one of those items is that, that the fence be relocated. I don't really have any issue with the addition due to the fact that it's sort of adjacent to the existing home. You just have two front yards here. It's a corner property with two front yards. It's a sort of tight lot. The only other issue I really have is the pool. I'm not sure if we're going to need a, I think it's okay. Is the pool still there, Mr. Peraza?
Is the pool still there, Mr. Peraza?
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Is the pool still there?
Yeah.
You know, it appears that the pool is less than 10 feet from the side property line. Do you know how far it is from the side property line?
We have a 21 footers.
You don't know how far it is from the side property line?
That's supposed to be half 25, I think.
Mr. Keneally, again, it's tough to discern from this survey because there's no dimensions given. I mean, if I had to give my best guess, I would have to say that the pool is closer to 7 or 8 feet from the side property line. Perhaps we want to err on the side of caution and provide a variance for the pool, the side property line of 7 feet. And I think we'd be safe with that. For an existing pool, I don't really see any issues with it. Above ground pool. And I think that covers all the variances that would be needed for this
project. Okay. Mr. Perazzi, do you understand that you're going to have to move your fence out of the right of way?
The front fence or the by Ivona fence?
The Ivona fence.
So we have to remove this fence?
You have to move it out of the right of way. But you have to move it so that it's on your property. You have to move it back about 1 to 2 feet so that it's not in the township right of way.
Okay. You say something for the pool. We don't have the pool anymore. After I buy the house, I take the pool out.
The pool's not there. That's what I asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said earlier that the pool was there, Mr. Barraza. So there is no pool there?
No, there's not pool. I take it out after I buy the house. I'll take it out.
Okay.
Scratch that variance there.
Scratch the variance, yeah.
Got it. So the only condition would be the relocation of the fence out of the right of way.
Or you could remove it. That's up to you.
I can take it out, right? I'll remove for the 2 feet inside my property, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to open it to the public if there are no more questions.
Well, I was going to ask if anybody on the board had any other questions for this application. Seeing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this applicant? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to close it to the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application with the agreed upon conditions by Mr. Barraza. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Who was that?
Mr. Heyduka.
Okay, thank you. You gotta say your name. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Perazzi, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. You'll need that for your permits.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good night, Mr. Perazzi.
Thanks.
All right, let's move ahead to item number 6, 22-ZB-80V, new singular wireless.
Yeah, hi, this is Judy Fairweather from Pinellas Halpern. Chris Quinn is my partner, and he is not here this evening. He's at another hearing. So I'm before you seeking an interpretation because what we have proposed to upgrade the existing site fits under federal law 6409. So I was going to ask my engineer, Dan.
If I could jump in, Ms. Fairweather.
Oh, sure.
I haven't seen you in some time.
I know. Hi.
The board has seen a lot of these applications. I will note that the board has the structural analysis and the RF report that you submitted. If you represent to the board that there are no new variances and that you comply with the statutes, that's usually enough for the board and we can dispense with the need for testimony.
Absolutely.
I can absolutely say that we comply with the original resolution and that there is nothing new. And the structural you got and the reports I gave you is all of it.
Awesome. I don't think we need to have any other comments at that
point. Mr. Chairman, it certainly appears that they've submitted all the documentation necessary to show that they comply with the statutes that allow for an exemption from site plan.
I thank you for your brevity, ma'am. any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions about this application or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. I'm going to close the public portion and make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, who seconded it?
And Duncan.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Blount's here. don't know when he showed up.
Welcome to the party.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cale?
Yes.
I have one quick question. Thank you so much. My guys want to start on the modification. Can they go ahead? And I believe they've already applied for their building permit. And now that I've appeared in front of you, pick it up before you do a resolution?
You'll have to talk to Dawn about that.
Okay, great.
But the resolution will be on for the next meeting.
And when's your next meeting?
2 weeks.
Oh, great. Hey, thanks so much. Have a nice night.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great night. Let's move along to item number 8, 22-ZB-74V, Sadaf Ayub Khalid.
Is Sadaf Ayub Khalid present?
Present. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Sadaf Ayub Khalid, name, address 9 Wembley Place, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We have an existing back fence, and behind that fence is Mettler's Lane. We'd like to place side fence on both sides of the house. It's shaped like a trapezoid, and we have 2 front yards. That's what it counts at. Visibly, it seems like a backyard, but we came to know after we bought the house that it's considered 2 front yards. So we would just like to put a 6-foot vinyl privacy fence on both sides.
Okay, thank you. Henry, could you address any issue we might have?
There really aren't any issues with this application. This is a one of these applications where the applicant has 2 front yards. Technically, they have the front yard on Wembley, and then they also have the Mettler's Lane behind them. So due to that reason, they're to enclose their rear property. The fence is actually along the Mettler's Lane right of way, but it is actually quite a bit of distance off of Mettler's Lane. So there's no issues with this application. I think it could be the variances could be granted with no issues. Existing shed is there.
Got it. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant or application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
Yes, hi. Hello, everyone. My name is Shaista Hassan. Live on 5 Wembley Place.
Hassan, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
And please proceed. Name and address again, please.
My name is Shaista, Shaista. Last name Hassan, Hasan, and I live on, I'm the neighbor of Sadaf, who's the applicant, and I live on 5 Wembley Place, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you.
So, thank you. Go ahead with your comments, please.
Yeah, I just have a minor comment. I don't have any problem because I'm the next door neighbor. It's just since the property has only, the area, if you look at the Wembley Place, it's like there are only 5 houses there. And it is like a kind of like cul-de-sac. So, and the house's yard are in the angular position. So nothing is like a straight line. So when she will put the fence in the, from starting from the front of the house and going all the way in the back, it looks very difficult and it will spoil the look of the neighborhood and the property, especially for me, because I'm very close to her. So I recommend if she can start the fence from the back of the house. So which will be, because she's going to install a 6-foot fence and it will be a solid vinyl wall. So it will look very, very, the area will look very difficult, very, very different actually. So my suggestion to the neighbor is if she can put it a little bit in the back or back side of the house, it will be good. I really do want her to enjoy the safety for her kids. I know she has small kids, but this is my recommendation.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else? Laura?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No one else, Chair.
Oh, Okay. That being said, I'll close the public portion. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application the way that it was discussed with Henry. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
I think that was Mr. Hiduka again.
No, I got Jeff this time. I saw him.
Okay, well, yeah, spread the wealth.
Got to break it up a bit.
Sure.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy of that document to you. You'll need that to get your permits.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good night. Let's move on to item number 10, 22-ZB-41V, 100 Lakeview Rear, LLC.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Chairman. Lawrence Sachs on behalf of the applicant, 100 Lakeview Rear, LLC. This property is located block 1406, lot 45.01. It's located in your R. 7.5 zone. The property is a little over 2 acres. It's about 2.2 acres. And we're here this evening, Mr. Chairman and board members, to convert an existing single family house to a pool house slash cabana, which will be accessory to a brand new house that's going to be constructed on the lot. And that's a fairly sizable new house that's being constructed. We need some bulk variances, and that's why we're in front of the board. So there's four of them to be specific, all of which are pre-existing nonconformities. But the first one is for maximum accessory structure height. Your ordinance limits it at 18 feet. The existing house that we're looking to convert to the pool house is 24 feet. So we need variance relief for that. Maximum accessory structure size. Again, limited to 625 square feet. Again, the house is a little over 2,000 square feet. Frontage on a private street. This is an interesting lot. It's the rear lot of 100 Lakeview Avenue. There's actually a driveway easement that provides access to this property out to Lakeview across the lot that's in the front. So we don't have any frontage on any private streets. But there is an existing driveway easement. And I know in Mr. Hinderstein's report, he wanted to confirm that that exists, and we will certainly provide that for the review and also for Mr. Keneally. And lastly, a requirement that the driveway be paved. The existing driveway is a stone driveway. It's been like that since time immemorial, since this house was constructed. So we need variance relief for that. I will address Mr. Hinterstein's report. I do have two witnesses who will testify this evening, Mr. Keneally. One of them is the engineer, Deborah D'Amico, and I also have our architect, Kermit Hughes. So if I can have Ms. D'Amico sworn in, and she'll just briefly give you an overview of the site, and she'll indicate where all these structures are located. I think she should be present. There she is. Okay.
Ms. D'Amico, could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I do.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Debbie D'Amico, D'Amico Engineering, 68 North Bridge Street in Somerville.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. D'Amico, if you can give the board the benefit of your professional qualifications and background.
Sure. I'm actually a graduate of Scataway High School. I went to college at Lafayette College, and I'm a graduate with a Bachelor of Science in Engineering, in Civil Engineering from Lafayette. I'm a licensed engineer in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. I'm also a certified municipal engineer.
I think we're pretty good, Mr. Sachs. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Ms. D'Amico, can you maybe share the screen and just show the plot plan? Do you have that accessible?
It'll take me a second.
Okay. And I believe that was provided to the board. That was part of the submission, Mr. Keneally, so I'm not sure we have to
mark it. We don't have to separately mark it.
Okay.
And it's... just want to make sure I grab the latest one.
Yep.
So can everybody see that? I hope I did the right screen.
There we go. That's it. Okay.
So out here on the left side, which is north, so north is facing to the left, that is where the frontage is for Lakeview Avenue. And so here is where the driveway comes in. I believe this is the easement. So the driveway actually may or may not be in the easement. That has to be verified by a land surveyor, which I am not. I subcontract my land surveying to Templin. And so he can verify where that is. So here's the existing house way back here. And let me just pull in a little bit so you can see. You come in the existing stone driveway, and here's the house. And that's the existing house. The house will remain, and my understanding for the use of that existing house, because it's adjacent to the pool, would be a place for changing of bathing suits, drying off, anything adjacent to the pool, as well as use as a man cave. So there would be TV, pool table, that kind of thing in the existing house. There would be no bedrooms in there, and it would only be used for recreational and man cave purposes. Here would be the proposed house. There's an existing stone area here off the driveway that would serve to provide access to the garages. The septic has been tested, and it would be located in front of the house, and it has a half walk out, if you will, up the stairs out the back of the house towards the pool. So that's basically it. There are wetlands associated with the stream, and you see these dots, SOW1, SOW2, SO3. That's the limit of the wetlands. The existing home is outside the wetlands. However, it is in the transition area. To remove that house, we would have to go to DEP and get all sorts of permits, because there is not a general permit for removing a legally existing structure. We could do a transition area averaging, but that wouldn't allow the transition area to be replacing the house. So in order to do that, we would have to give transition area elsewhere, which doesn't make environmental sense to have transition area where there is no house. So it makes sense to leave the house from an environment. You don't want to, you're only 29 feet from the center of that that stream back there. So you really, really don't want to disturb that if you don't have to. So it makes sense from an environmental impact to allow that house to remain, especially with the reduce use of the house from a main structure and a main house for the family to being just an occasional use for like a man cave and social services, social interactions such as with the pool.
And so Ms. D'Amico, so just, I know there's four variances we need. One of them is for maximum accessory structure height. The height of this house is 24 feet, 18 is permitted. Same thing with the accessory structure size. 625 square feet is permitted, and this house, I think, is a 2068. Now, we don't have any frontage on any private streets, that's correct?
That's correct. There is no frontage. Like I said, there's just the access driveway.
Okay.
And the closest residence would be facing the street to the west, which it is Fairview. So they're quite a distance away from this dwelling. And this dwelling has been there for a long, long time. I took a quick look back at historicaerials.com, and I saw that it was on the aerial very clearly shown from 1970s. From the late 60s, it looked like it was there, but I can't say exactly the same structure. So this has been there for a very long time.
Okay. And in terms of the driveway, it's a stone driveway, which I'm assuming has been there since the property was constructed, because obviously that easement's been there as well to access the property. Is that correct?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, in perusing the historic aerials, I could see the driveway in what appeared to be a tree farm. There were little dots in a grid from way back in the 40s, and you could see that location of the driveway from there.
Okay.
That driveway's been there for longer than the house, I think.
Okay. Now, in terms of, again, just to clarify, the property doesn't sit in the wetlands, but it's in the wetlands transition area, but because presumably this house was constructed before we even had wetland delineations in the state of New Jersey. Right now, obviously it's not required to be taken down. If it were to be demolished, obviously that would trigger some DEP permits and also possibly trigger some impact on the wetlands. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's
okay.
Correct. It is permitted. Right.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any further questions of Ms. D'Amico. I have one other witness. Well, actually, I have two.
Well, let me see if any of my board members have any questions, because I do as well.
Sure, no problem.
My question is, Ms. D'Amico, how many bedrooms is the existing structure?
I'll let the architect answer that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I thought you knew. Yeah. Okay, no problem. I'll wait for that. Does any other members of the board have any questions? Okay, Mr. Saxman, on your next witness, please.
Sure. Mr. Hughes, if you're there, I know I saw you earlier, if you can log in. And maybe, Debbie, you could take your screen off. Take off your, we don't need the site plan any longer. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Is Mr. Hughes present?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Mr. Hughes, okay. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Kermit Hughes, 185 Myrtle Street, Somerset, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. Hughes, if you can give the board the benefit of your professional qualifications and educational background.
Okay, I am a graduate of University of Florida, and I have been working as an architect since 05. I am licensed in New Jersey and licensed in Florida. I've been in New Jersey for about 12 years.
Okay.
Thank you. I assume you've testified in front of planning boards and zoning boards in the past.
Other boards, yes. Not this one, okay. But other boards, yes.
Thank you. Proceed, Mr. Sachs.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hughes, I know you prepared a plan. Well, you prepared a plan which shows the existing building layout, which I'm sure that will indicate how many bedrooms are there now, and then what we're proposing in terms of demolition of walls inside that building. Do you have the ability to screen share that?
Let's see if we can do that.
Okay. There we go, perfect, okay. All right, so, and again, Mr. Keneally, I think this was shared as an exhibit with the submission, so I don't think
it does not need to be separately marked then.
Thank you. All right, so Mr. Hughes, I guess the first sheet we're showing here is the existing layout of this house, correct?
Yes, existing.
All right, why don't you describe what's there?
All right, so there's a deck. I wrote it as porch. It's no covering on it. There's a deck. Entrance into a foyer and a living room to your left. There's a dining space here to the right. A pantry space, a mudroom. So there's access from both of these doors into the existing. This is the kitchen, and behind that kitchen there's a bathroom, next to that a laundry, and then down to the basement. The basement is unfinished. Then there's an open space here. We're calling it a den. It's just kind of a hangout space. Access to the living room again, and then the question earlier about number of bedrooms, 1, 2, 3 bedrooms.
Okay. All right. And if you can go to the next sheet, that shows what's being proposed in terms of demolition of walls. If you can.
Exactly.
Sure. Just indicate what's happening here.
Okay. So all of these walls are being removed. The walls here are being removed so that we get to this as one wide open space. And this area that was dining room before, will probably wind up with a pool table or some kind of table there, just a small, but it will still flow as one large non-separated area, with a little bit of a kitchen here also, kitchen that was existing.
Okay. And just to stay with this diagram, I know there was a comment from Mr. Hinterstein in his report today about eliminating the kitchen. I'm assuming the kitchen can be eliminated. Is that correct?
Yes, the kitchen can be. I think it was, as was stated, man cave and pool house kind of work. So you tend to want a little bit of a kitchen there, but hey, if it gets him through, I'm sure the owner will let that go.
All right. And also, I understand there would be another recommendation of Mr. Hinterstein is a deed restriction that this not be used for any other residential purposes other than the pool house / cabana. And I'm assuming that would be, I know that that's acceptable to the applicant.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I guess the last exhibit maybe is just to show what the outside of the house looks like. I think you've got some elevations. Yeah.
Right. There you go. This is what we have existing. This side faces away from the street. The street is further that way where the hand is pointing. This side is more toward the wet side of the property, and this side faces the pool.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any further questions of Mr. Hughes. He's certainly available for any board questions.
Okay, thank you. I have a question. With the man cave being as large as it's being proposed, any possibility that the applicant would be renting it out to parties or?
No, I can answer that. Mr. Chairman,
I wouldn't mind signing up myself, to be honest with you. Man cave, kitchen, and a pool right out the door. You know, where do I sign up?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, let me alleviate the fears on that. And you know, Mr. Keneally and I have been through this in multiple other towns when you're concerned about this issue. We would agree to a condition that this particular structure will not be used for any other residential purposes. So we're not gonna rent it out to anybody. No one's gonna live here. We will agree that we'll put that into a deed restriction as well. So whatever conditions Mr. Keneally can think of to make sure that this is strictly going to be a pool house accessory structure, my client would agree to that. And I think by removing the kitchen, I think you've really eliminated any possibility of it ever reverting to anything else. So.
Okay, thank you for that. Henry, would you please address some issues that would clarify some questions that the board members might have?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, I realized here that wasn't in the report is that it appears that they're proposing a septic system for the new home. Perhaps the engineer could elaborate on whether or not the existing home and the new home have city water and city sewer. Because if city sewer and water exist in Lakeview Avenue, the requirement would be for any new structure would have to be tied into city sewer and city water. They would not, I think, give permission for installation of a new well or a new septic system, I believe, if city sewer existed in Lakeview Avenue and there was a possibility of tying into it. So, I mean, that would be, I think, a condition of any approval or should be a condition of any approval. And again, that could be worked out with the engineering department if there's an issue why they wouldn't be able to tie into a city sewer.
Before the engineer, the only concern I have is how do we access, because I'm kind of landlocked here unless I can get the property owner.
An access easement, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You would have to probably somehow work through that access easement. If it's like I said, that's one of the reasons I needed the language and I needed to review the language.
Okay.
It may mean that easement needs to be upgraded to a access and utility easement or something of that nature. If necessary.
Okay.
But again, I mean, I can see that being a condition. And then if there's some
legal issues that arise later on, I think that would be for the powers higher than me to figure out what the alternative or the solution would be. You know, my other concern is, again, is just the size of this. Again, we have people that come in all the time, buy a property, they want to build a new house on that property. And what they do is they demolish the house. We don't allow for two structures, typically two residential structures on a single lot. I know the talk is that this is being converted to a pool house, and that's fine. The problem is our accessory structure requirement is that accessory structure not be greater than 625 square feet or 25 by 25. This particular case, we're over three times that amount. You know, we're a third higher than what's allowed as an accessory structure. And I understand, you know, there's a cost involved with removing the structure or modifying it to reduce the size of it, but I don't see really any reason why the structure could not be modified to comply or more closely comply with the ordinances for the height and the size of the accessory structure. Again, you're coming to us and asking to build this rather large house on the site, which it's fine, it complies, looks beautiful, but then to also ask that this 2,000 square foot pool house be allowed when 625 square feet, I just don't see again the hardship or reasoning behind it, other than the fact that the applicant wants it and wants to perhaps save money on the demolition cost. Yeah, many of the homes in this neighborhood are probably in that 2,000 square foot range. So now we're putting up a home that's probably larger than 3,000 square feet and adding a 2,000 square foot pool house. I just think there's really no hardship where I think a sound planning, a reasoning for that pool house to be as large as it is or proposed, and why it couldn't be modified to more closely conform with the existing ordinances. It's okay. An expense, but an expense would not be considered a hardship in this particular case. So, I mean, that's my opinion. I just feel like the pool house, I have no problem with the new home. Again, I still have some questioning about whether or not the existing pool house can stay in the transition area without actually providing any for averaging plan where they would eliminate the buffer where the home is and then add that to a different portion of the property. It just seems to make sense if it, you know, whatever size of the pool house is agreed upon or if it's agreed upon to be modified. But again, that's my feeling on this. I just feel that it's a little bit in excessive for a pool house. Again, I think our ordinance is pretty sound, or something near that ordinance requirement would be adequate. Three times that amount, I don't know about that.
If I can respond, and maybe Debbie, I mean, if we could take Kermit, if you could take this plan off just for a second, because I want to bring Debbie D'Amico back. Thank you. I'll respond first, and then I just have a couple questions to Debbie. I mean, we would love to demolish a house that's probably 60 or 70 years old. This is an older house right now. But the problem, Debbie, if you can maybe just clarify again, is it feasible to even build a smaller structure in the same location?
So no, I don't know that the DEP would allow you to reconstruct that close to the wetland without jumping through quite the hoops. They probably would want you to relocate it elsewhere on the property. The problem becomes actually demoing the house. There is no DEP permit that would allow you to just apply for a general permit to take something out of the transition area. You could do a transition area averaging, and then you'd have to find elsewhere on the lot place to give back your transition area, which doesn't make environmental sense, because the purpose of the transition area is to buffer against the wetland. And here you're getting rid of, you're not encroaching closer to the wetland, you're coming out of the wetland. So it's actually the opposite of a transition area averaging that you would be looking for. So we would have to go to the DEP for for what is called a yeah, left my mind. Senior moment. I'm too old, too young for senior moments. But for an individual,
regardless, you're going to have to go to the DEP for a buffer averaging or general permit to do any modifications to this house.
But there's a difference in standard for an individual permit versus a general permit or a transition area averaging. Those permits are, I don't want to say cookie cutter, but they're known, they're fast, they're as fast as DEP gets. An individual permit is really when they start hounding you. And it's really not, it probably would take a very long time to get. For what? And it's for an existing home. I'm sure the homeowner would not construct a home and would not be looking for a variance if this house didn't already exist. But it does exist. It makes sense for it to stay.
Yeah,
let me just
agree. This lot is big enough to subdivide and put two houses on.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to put two houses on that property.
Ms. D'Amico, let me ask you a question. In terms of, I mean, you're familiar with this property. Does anybody even see this house? Is this going to have any visual impact where it's located right now as being an accessory pool house or cabana?
No, nobody would know it's there. Nobody sees it now. I'm sure most people who drive down Lakeview Drive or down Fairview don't even see the house. Don't even know it exists. It is really tucked out in the woods.
Okay. Let me just respond. I mean, I understand your point. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't even file an application to ask for a new accessory structure building of that size, you know, because I just know that that's not the norm. But again, you know, this is a situation where we're seeking to just utilize an existing structure that's there. We're not looking to necessarily remove it because I think it would pose an issue with the DEP. The actual demolition, I'm not even sure if the demolition is even going to be permitted. So this, you know, this house is probably just going to remain there. And we'll build the other house. And, you know, if we don't get the approval, it's just going to sit there as a structure.
You would never get the approval to build another residential structure on there unless that structure is demolished.
I agree. No, I agree with you. So, but what I'm saying, yeah, I understand your point.
And I can't see why the DP wouldn't want something that's in their transition area. And I've dealt with this for 30 years. I've seen all different kinds of transition area waivers and general permits for wetlands. And I'm telling you that I think they would not have a problem with this structure being shrunk so that there could be a larger transition area. I don't count the house as being part of the existing transition area. It's a structure. There's no environmental advantage of having that house in the wetlands transition area. The idea is to protect the existing wetlands. Removing that structure and restoring it to natural vegetation would be much more advantageous than leaving, in my opinion, the existing structure in the manner that it is now. That being said, modifying it might be the way to go, but I'll leave that up to you guys to make that call.
There is no general permit to remove a structure. I've been through the general permit list. There is none in the DEP wetlands regs to remove the structure.
You would need to get the general waiver, I believe, for the transition area.
You can't, there is no permit for it. It would be an individual permit that they would then go back and cite. Now we could do a transition area averaging, but this then would no longer be transition area. The transition area would be elsewhere on the lot and environmentally would serve no purpose.
Happens all the time.
Usually for putting in a structure, you're modifying, or grading around a structure, you're modifying the transition area, not for removing it. There is no permit down at the DEP for that application.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to talk for the DEP. I think what would end up happening is you would apply to DEP, you would let them know what you wanted to do, and if they came back and said, you can't do this, or to what you need to do, whatever the DEP says. It's really their regulation, so I'm not going to say I believe that it could be done. Whether or not it's, you know, how hard it is or, you know, what's involved, again, I don't know the exact, order of things and the how difficult that may be. But again, that's not really the township's concern. It's, you know, wanting to, I think, have that structure be reduced in size or eliminated, especially if you're going to put another large residential structure on the property.
Okay. All right. I understand your views on it, Mr. Hinterstein. And respectfully, I think what we're proposing here, with the conditions that I'm sure Mr. Keneally would impose on this, i.e. That the property not be utilized for any residential purposes other than for the homeowners of the primary residence, that we're going to remove the kitchen, we're removing the bedrooms, so there's no area where anybody could sleep, and there's no kitchen, so it's really not a usable residential structure, but for the fact that it could be used as a pool house / recreation room. And it certainly will agree to a deed restriction. But essentially, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any further witnesses. I know I have Mr. Eddings here, who's would love to live in the new house on this property with the accessory structure, but certainly we'll leave that up to the board.
So. Mr. Sachs, I'm a good reader of my board, and I kind of know where this is going. Would it be advantageous to you to step back, maybe contact DEP, see what your options are, maybe postpone this for a bit? Because I really would hate to go to a vote now if you haven't really played all your cards.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
Something you want to talk to your client about, maybe? Because otherwise, we'll take a vote. And I will tell you that we rely heavily upon our township engineer.
And, no, I understand.
Okay, I'm trying to give you a door out.
No, I understand. I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps maybe we carry this. Let me ask you this, Ms. D'Amico. Do you think we could do a little bit of research on this and provide some more information, maybe in writing to Mr.
Documentation is what we need.
Yeah, yeah. Is that something we think we could obtain?
I certainly could reach out to them and see what happens.
Okay.
Maybe we could look into that sewer and water issue for the new structure as well. And then, and again, the easement.
The city sewer line. Yeah, good, Henry. I forgot about that.
We could look into that as well. Yeah, I don't have a problem in carrying this, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Mr. Keneally, I think that'd be your best interest in both the township and for the applicant.
Yes, and we understand that DEP is not going to get back to them too quickly. So you probably want to pick a date, maybe 60 days out.
Well, we might be able to get a quicker response. I don't know. Maybe give us a date in November. I don't know if you have what your November meetings are.
I think there's only one meeting in November.
Yes, November 10th.
Is it crowded, okay. Laura?
No.
Not busy? Okay, right. Yeah. Not so yet. Let's put them down for that. And hopefully if they can light a fire on the DEP and we can hear this in a month, it'd be great for both.
Okay. All right. I understand, Mr. Chairman. And I appreciate your indulgence. So
anyone here has 100 Lakeview Rear LLC at 100 Lakeview Avenue, it's going to be carried to November 10th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is this announcement here tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Keneally.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay, have a good night. Okay, guys. Let's move on to item number 11, which is the adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of September 22nd.
First resolution is Michael Kofelt. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman. Mr. Tillery.
Yes.
Mr. Areggio.
Yes.
Mr. Blunt.
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka.
Yes.
Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Next is Nikisha Sinclair. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman. Mr. Tillery.
Yes.
Mr. Areggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Ashok Azagari. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman?
Steve, you're muted. Oh, good. Okay.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Or Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next application, Manvinder Jangi. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman? Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Richard and Elizabeth Snyder. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman? Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next application, JR Ventures, which was approved. Mr. Weissman? Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last application, Christopher Armato. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman? Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, could I jump in here for a minute? Please. Several members of the public apparently were on the last application for 100 Lakeview Rear, and they have been messaging us. I'm not going to address their individual comments, but I will say that at the conclusion of the applicant's case, then the public will be allowed to ask questions or make comments on their own. But that only happens after the applicant's done. And since they are going to be giving us more information, at that point, the public will have a chance to talk.
Will the public know the rescheduling of the date?
Yes, we announced that it's November 10th.
Okay, got it. So for all those who couldn't get through, November, you said 11th?
10th.
November 10th, then thank you. Let's go on to item number 12, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of September 22nd, 2022. All in favor say aye, or in Mr. Weissman, thumbs up. There you go. let's go to item number 13, which is going to be an entertaining an offer for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for coming out and volunteering your time. You amaze me every time. Have a good holiday. Happy Halloween. We'll see you.
We'll see you before Halloween.
Why?
27. Don't rush months away.
I heard. Okay, he said one meeting, and I got all excited. It's that
one meeting in November.
All right. I shouldn't. Yeah, I'm writing checks my body can't cash. All right, guys. Have a great night. Take care.
Have a good night, everyone.
Okay. Night.
Take care. Bye, Roy.